don't know who's going to drive you home tonight.
Still,
I'm sure it'll all work out well. Why not walk? Perhaps not. Little public service announcement. I think, Emily, we were talking about this. A bit worried when there is a football match, or several football matches on, as indeed there are this evening, as we found out from, obviously, Cameron earlier, and most fans will actually know. Manchester City, various other things. When you're working in a bar, or you're working in a particular sort of environment, or working that, as indeed you're going off to do, you're not a big fan of matches there, particularly when they have big screens in the bar. Why is this?
Well, everyone, it's just really annoying when there's about 100 of you in the bar and you're watching the game and no one comes up to the bar to get a drink until half-time. And then people moan not getting served quick enough because they decide to come when every other person in the bar comes to the bar.
So what's the solution?
Go to the bar when you want a drink. You're not going to miss a game. It's right there on the big screen.
So stagger your journeys to the bar, and that way you'll actually help Emily Rose keep her sanity.
And I'll smile a lot more. You want that, Lincoln. You want that.
Do you think that's important, Gabriella?
Yeah, I think so. People should take her advice, definitely.
Bit of public service broadcasting there. We have not been able to reach Melanie Crouch on either her mobile or her landline number. We are going to try and reach her in a few seconds, but she has fortunately sent Starlane, I'll say that again, Starlane, as the bands that she wishes to actually sort of promote today. We heard it with Cameron earlier in the show. They're keeping the Drive theme going. See what we're doing here? We'd read Drive. Oh, what's a whole new show? Just realised. Okay, exactly. So, working on that basis alone, we will play Starlane with Through the Rain and Red Lights, which we may just have to comment on afterwards in any case. If we can reach Melanie, so much the better. If we can't, c'est la vie. Look, you can even tell the genuine weather on this particular track there. It's all right, you don't have to put the brollies up yet. It's just called Through the Rain and Red Lights. And so you're already lifting ourselves into that theatre of the mind. Wonderful. Yeah, little droplets of rain there. It's wonderful. Starlane will be singing very shortly, I promise. Rain and the Red Lights. Actually, just rain and red lights. Starlane, the choice of Melanie Crouch, who couldn't get connected with us today. Never mind. Emily Rose, what did you make of Through the Rain and Red Lights with Starlane?
I liked it. It was like a good power ballad.
Good power ballad.
Everyone loves a good power ballad.
Gabriella?
Yeah, it was great.
Your uncle has already texted in to say...
Yes, he's got some Eva Cassidy CDs.
He has some Eva Cassidy CDs. Yes.
Yes, well uncle, done. I know you're listening.
So. Clearly he's got that sort of aspect of life. Penny Evans has actually texted in to say she doesn't think Alex has noticed us. Of course we have Penny and Holly and Katie and the team. It's just you were talking about kind of sharing things with Holly and coordinating all sorts of other bits and pieces. And one has to obviously think about the audience. And, you know, once Phil Leon has obviously said last week, you know, why read out all the text which says, listening to Alex's midweek drive on Siren FM, hi guys, I'm 1 year older. Let's face it, it's Penny Evans' birthday. She was, you know...
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy Penny birthday. Evans. Not today, but she's... Sarah Chase, all the way over from New York. You would like to wish Penny Evans a happy birthday, wouldn't you?
A happy birthday, Penny Evans.
Well, there you are. Congratulations for making it through that whole sequence. Well done. And life continues. So, very important moment here, folks, because it is the return of Sarah Chase to the Midweek Drive after a gap of almost, I think, a year, Sarah, has passed by, during which you've moved from Germany back to the States, you've worked with Vocative, you've focused on people from there, and now we have the fabulous world of the Horse Lifestyle Network. I'll say that again, the Horse Lifestyle Network. Would we like to find out about the Horse Lifestyle Network, Emily Rose?
Well, I want to say, well, the answer is yes, but I really want to say nay.
You see where she's going here? This is what you see. I mean, finally, your English student... Sarah, just in case you're thinking, why, my word, that's great. And Gabriella, the horse...
I'm sure it's great. I want to enjoy...
Because you once rode a horse, did you not?
Once in my life. Probably never again, unfortunately.
It's tough in Gibraltar. Do they have any horses in Gibraltar?
No, we can't fit horses.
That's my point.
There's no space for them to run.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to go to Spain to do that.
We need them to pull our carts.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you've been busily sorting out marvellous things over the show, Sarah, so we can't invite you to say, well, what have you thought about this, that, or even now, say, Cameron Tilbury's eminently sensible selection for that. But, you know, before we actually move into this whole system, now we've set the established team of Emily and Gabriella, and Ed Wellman might be joining us shortly. Maybe he's having a major debrief on the news. Who knows? What did you make of Star Lane and Through the Rain and Red Light?
Oh, it was quite a good song. It was a little bit poppy, but otherwise it kind of flowed very well, and it had some nice lyrics to it. And Mel Crouch always has very good choice in music, and she obviously knows what's playing with the British public at the moment.
See, right on the nose. This is one of the reasons why, of course, Sarah is responsible, although she might deny it, for Richard Fitzwilliams being on the team regularly every Thursday morning, Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
Really?
It's a Sarah Chase recommendation. Cameron Tilbury. We knew not Cameron Tilbury even existed before Sarah Chase actually put him in our direction. You see? You know,
what a world that was.
Exactly.
I can't imagine that world.
At the root.
The world I don't want to be a part of.
Yes.
Very true. You know, a world with... But let's move straight into your current occupation, which is, of course, as one of the prime top people behind horselifestyle.tv. Sarah Chase, what does it entail?
Well, Horse Lifestyle TV has actually been around since 2010, and I've worked with them a little bit on the international side when I was based in Frankfurt, putting together some of the back-end programming for them. And it's actually based in Amsterdam, and they are building out a digital platform now for the Netherlands with an intended larger expansion and growth phase booked in. And now that I'm here in the States, working on some of the final business deals that will make this a successful venture for them. I've always been a little bit hesitant about horse channels in general, but we ran over some of the financial models with everybody, and this was, being the year of the horse, was a good time to jump in and to make this happen. So we're very optimistic about it for the European market.
This is a very critical thing that, of course, you raised earlier, that we are about to actually say Happy Chinese New Year, and indeed it is the year of the horse. So what better way than to actually launch their very own lifestyle channel? It's wonderful. Indeed, actually, go beyond that, horselifestyle.tv. I presume it's not just for horses, though, Sarah. Humans can watch it too.
Well, I would hope so, yeah. It's interesting because it's got a very good mix of programming. It's not all about horses, obviously, and it's very much focused. I don't know if you know much about the demographic in the Netherlands, but it's almost 80% female for our viewership. Many of them, more than 50%, have children. So we do intend quite a bit of children's programming associated with it. It's sort of as if you took what we would call over here PBS, public broadcasting, and put that in with a little bit of Disney flair, a little bit of Martha Stewart, and then making horses the all-encompassing aspect of
it. Sarah, I have to ask the question, and you're far too young to even begin to remember this, but any chance of Mr. Ed?
I do remember reruns of Mr. Ed on TV. Uh-huh. And
he was a talking horse,
you know,
Emily.
Oh, okay.
It's a fascinating TV show, and then talk about anthropomorphism.
Exactly. if Mr. Ed didn't give you the right answer, the world just wasn't worth going for. In fact, I think, Gabriella, we should actually consider bringing back Mr. Ed.
I think you should, definitely. Maybe rename him, modernize him a bit.
Mr. Right. Wellman. Oh, no, what have I said? It wasn't Ed Wellman at all, it's Mr. Ed. But, yeah, I just like to keep the team going. That's the important thing. This sounds absolutely amazing, sir. I mean, was this something in a sense that you felt kind of drawn to? Because, you know, obviously when you first connected with us, you were part of the Rural Media International Group, and that's fantastic. And then obviously Vocative, you spent time with that and so on. Is this something where you feel, yes, this is, I kind of feel a simpatico with this. I kind of think this is it, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with horses, so this is sort of second nature to me, and in both as a hobby and professionally, I've always been somewhat involved in the horse world. Before I actually came to England, I was the director of communications for the American Horse Council here in the United States, and it's wonderful because I do have an interest in programming. I have an interest in broadcasting. I have a PR and marketing background. Plus, I love horses. And this was sort of a way, when you have a certain set of skills, a certain ability to network, and a certain talent, to be able to put it all together. And I have to say, the creative team and the executive team that I work with in the Netherlands are phenomenal. I've never met a better group of people to be involved with, who just have a true passion for what they do and a real creative style too, for the horse lifestyle, and then also a nice vision for what they want to achieve in terms of family-friendly programming. Mm.
It sounds, Sarah, as though you're talking them up to such an extent that we really should feature elements of the whole program on a fairly regular basis on the Midweek Drive. What do you think, Emily?
Possibly.
Here we are. I'm getting a possibly from Emily is high praise indeed, I'd have to say. but in terms of spreading the word, I just wonder, because clearly, you know, we've got Burley, we've got Bramham, we've got badminton, we've got a range of other sort of equine events that sort of come through in Britain. But I think there's a line from that. Penny Evans would like to say thanks, Sarah, in USA. And Alex, I was teasing. My sense of humour can sometimes be overwhelming. Very true. Little line there from Penny Evans. Have you missed your contributions to the show, Sarah? Because we've missed you. I mean, because, you know, as I say, for so many times it was a week. Sarah Chase was the Phil Leonis of the Midweek Drive, you know, in its whole routine. Obviously, not literally. She hasn't undergone transgender alignment in any way, shape, or form.
Not that anyone is aware of, yeah.
Oh, steady. But, you know, just great for you to actually be back on board here. And what a time to actually be back, actually, just literally hours after the State of the Union address. So, Sarah, we've got to ask, what's your official take on President Obama's whole line and the State of the Union? Earlier today, Jeff Thompson, our Ace Wednesday halfway there presenter, was saying that he was up all night for the State of the Union address, partly because he was actually suffering from a cold, but that doesn't make any difference. He was still soaking up the Barack Obama nature of the whole thing. What did you make of it, Sarah?
Well, I think he certainly struck a chord with women. One of the top tweeted and most talked about quotes that he had last night was, you know, this is a time for women to have equal pay for equal work, and that the Mad Men era is over. Policy Mike, which is a wonderful online news journalism site, had a nice story about it today. I thought, you know, genuinely and generally, this was a very positive speech, you kind of got a sense of a good peace of mind. The difficulty, of course, is that if you know anything about the American Congress at this time, he's going to have a really tough battle in order to make even the most, what you would think would be policy that both sides of the aisle would like. I think he's going to have a real tough battle getting any of these passed.
Sarah, as we've said, you've got a country there where, on the one hand, we've got your wonderful democratic side of things, and say formerly working with Hillary Clinton and so on. On the other side, we've got Cameron Tilbury. I'm sorry, Cameron, didn't mean to say it. But
well, he is Canadian, so he doesn't even get a vote here.
And he's a Tottenham Hotspur supporter. I mean, what more can I say? I'm sorry, but, you know, still, life continues. Gabriella, any questions or comments you'd like to throw to Sarah Chase? Let's give her official title, Chief Business Officer. Chief Business Officer for Horse Lifestyle.
How long have you been part of Horse Lifestyle magazine, and why did you stop doing it?
I've known them since 2010 when we worked on a initial programming deal. I came off of Vocative. It was sort of a... We went through a nice PR launch with them. I've been interested in moving out of PR a little bit and moving more into the marketing side of things. This was a chance to sort of step out of where my career was getting a little bit stuck, and decided that it was a really good chance with a great team in order to use the skills, the talents, and the networking connections that I had in order to help them realize a goal and to make this a big success, and at a scalable level too. I think that's the important thing about business right now, is that if you can look at individual markets and you can bring something to scale and success, that's the best way to do it before progressing onto a larger market area or market share.
here's something you might just remember and sort of have a slight fond recollection of.
Hi, this is Liz Brewer, the author of The Ultimate Guide to Party Planning and Etiquette, and you're listening to Lincoln's first community radio station, Saren 107.3 FM.
Did you notice the enunciation there that was around, Sarah? You know, the wonderful way in which Liz developed that whole side of things there. Very good. Anyway, as a Connecticut Yankee, which is what obviously Sarah was in many ways. Actually, I'm saying that. That's a dreadful phrase, et cetera. She might well say, no, I'm a Democrat. Well, yeah, exactly. From that point of view, we'll give a little heads up to the fact that you can access Horse Lifestyle TV by going literally to the web and typing in www.horselifestyle.tv. Vocative. Let's just talk briefly about that, because we featured one of your fine correspondents from Vocative, who I think came over to London, and then we never heard from her again. She was talking about Doctor Who, I believe, and then she vanished into the whole system. Just share with it. Is that still viable? Was it one of those social networking sites which you think, well, it was okay, but you know, maybe we're ahead of its time? How is it shaping up?
No, I think it's actually very viable. They've recently hired a new managing editor, Marco Nolan from Storyful, and he's come over from Ireland. And you know, it's a young one. It's new, but it's very vibrant. They have a lot of potential, and I think it's just still trying to find its exact voice. But I really am quite happy sometimes with the articles that I see come out of them. I mean, I think you always, when you're talking about a social news site, you know, you have to draw the line between what's tabloidy, what's, you know, legitimate news. And you have to have a little bit of both in order to get the traffic up to a legitimate level. And I think Vocative's, you know, it's just trying to make it out there, and I wish them quite a bit of luck and hope that they can. And Versha Sharma, who came on your show earlier, is a wonderfully talented reporter. She comes from MSNBC. She's done some articles, I think, for HuffPost, and she's one of the younger and more skilled journalists over there who's, I think, got a long and good career ahead of her.
Sounds absolutely sensational. I love the way you say Huff Post. It's Huffington Post, but we love you. Huff Post. It's great.
Huff Post UK, Huff Post US.
Genius. Emily, would you like to bowl those last two questions to Sarah Chase, please? The Chief Business Officer for Horse Lifestyle.
Have you had a reasonably enjoyable telephonic link with us today?
Absolutely enjoyable, and I'm very glad to be back. And I thank Alex for the invitation.
Oh, fantastic.
And?
Will you be joining us again anytime soon?
If you'll have me back, absolutely.
Of course. Round of applause for Sarah Chase, please. Yes, Sarah has returned, and she's nailed it. More cars now. Detroit City, Texas. And then Bill Coles. Said you got time.